The poetry and politics of his lyrics have inspired generations across Latin America. His unwavering support for the Cuban Revolution has also drawn intense criticism from the Cuban exile community. Now, Silvio Rodriguez has released an album that's both personal and political. It's called Para la Espera, For the Wait, and Beto Arcos has this profile.
Silvio Rodriguez was 12 when the Cuban Revolution overthrew the country's dictatorship. Social activism has always been part of his songs. For the past 10 years, Rodriguez has been performing free concerts in some of the poorest neighborhoods of Cuba, what he calls his endless tour.
Ese espíritu de repartir la cultura.
That spirit of sharing culture comes from my generation of troubadours. We used to go sing everywhere, factories, schools, barrios, and prisons. The endless tour started when a policeman knocked on my door, inviting me to the barrio he cared for, called the Necktie. We continue doing it, and we've done 108 concerts.
His generation came together in 1967 to form a movement called La Nueva Trova Cubana, the New Cuban Troubadours.
Ojalá que las hojas no te toquen el cuerpo cuando caigan, para que no las puedas convertir en cristal.
Like this song, their lyrics dealt with all of the aspects of being in a relationship. Love and pain, joy and sadness. The song La Masa is a declaration of principles for being an artist.
Si no creyera en lo más duro, si no creyera en el deseo, si no creyera en lo que creo, si no creyera en algo puro.
50-year-old Kelvis Ochoa is part of the generation that came after Silvio Rodriguez. He says the older singer is a hard act to follow.
He's one of the great Latin American poets. He's written so many songs. Many of them are so good. It's overwhelming. It's way beyond our reach.
Silvio's lyrics are sometimes very impressionistic, sometimes abstract, and of course, no surprise, sometimes political.
Singer and composer David Byrne and his partner licensed Cuban music in the early 1990s and released it on their label, Luaca Bop, including a collection of 12 songs Byrne selected from Rodriguez's albums.
What really shocked me was that Silvio, despite being as popular as he is in Latin America, had never had a greatest hits record. Maybe he thought this was a kind of crass thing and kind of commercial, but he agreed to do it with us. And I think he might have been thinking, and rightly, that we were going to introduce him to an audience that otherwise may not have heard his music.
The album became their biggest seller.
Cuando Juan regresaba a su lecho, no sabía, oh alma querida, que en la noche lluviosa y sin techo, lo esperaba el amor de su vida.
Over the last 50 years, Rodriguez has recorded 24 albums. Before the pandemic, he was working on a new one with a large group of musicians, but he had to shut down the production. He decided to bring back the troubadour after seeing what others were doing online.
Y bueno, viendo que en muchas partes empezaron a aparecer intervenciones por internet.
I started seeing messages, songs, even concerts on the internet. So I thought about taking some of the songs I already composed, which were not in the other record I was working on, and I began to organize the material and offer it to people as a way to help them cope during the pandemic.
Un recuerdo para la distancia. Un cinquillo en un salón binario. Un abrazo que se fue, un artículo de fe y un danzón para los solitarios.
Rodriguez says the title of his new album, Para la Espera, For the Wait, alludes to the uncertainty of the pandemic and to the nearly two-decade wait for the release of the Cuban Five, intelligence officers arrested in the U.S. who became national heroes. Rodriguez has always been an outspoken defender of the Cuban Revolution and a critic of the U.S. embargo. But he says he tries to look to the future.
O sea que sí, yo soy un hombre esperanzado. Yo soy un hombre que cree en el futuro.
I am a man of hope. I am a man who believes in the future. Above all, because I'm from this country and because we have this people. We're not perfect, but we are combative and hopeful. I'm part of all of this.
Yo soy parte de esto.
And his music has been part of the soundtrack of life in Cuba and throughout Latin America for more than 50 years. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.